Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Kwamba here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. I've been sharing the word here and testimony. I thought it was recording and it was showing me that it was recording. But finally, I lost everything here. Well, friends, listen to me. We are moving on by the power of the Holy Ghost, doing the will of God according to His divine grace and power. I was just sharing about my interactions in America and experiencing the blessings of God. I want to share with you from the book of Deuteronomy, where God gave us a promise on how we will be blessed if we heed His voice. He says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, it says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth." And then he says in verse 2 of Deuteronomy 28, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and He will bless you in the land which the Lord God, your God, is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself, just as He has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your hand in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, or to serve them." And the Lord bless the reading of His word. See, this was a commandment the Lord gave to Moses, because Moses was the representative of the people. But in a sense, God was giving this commandment to the people of Israel, children of Israel. And we all who are born again, we inherit these promises. That's why when I look at the war in Ukraine and see what Putin is doing there in Ukraine, he's fighting a defeated war, because Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is a Christian. Not so much as a Christian, but he's a Jew. And these blessings are upon him and the nation. Putin is a pagan, somebody who doesn't even know God, somebody who says, "My job is to present you before your God." That means his job is to shoot and kill. Look at the lives that have been lost in Ukraine. Look at the people who have died in Ukraine because of this demoniac, Putin, shooting people, killing people every day, trying to claim a land. What land are you claiming? People have been independent, always trying to annex their country. And so God is going to move and judge this man. You watch it. He's not going to defeat Ukraine. Ukraine is being supported by God. Behind the curtains are the hands of the Almighty. Behind the fighting forces are the angels of God who are fighting with the people of God. God will send into confusion the armies of the enemy. That's why you see Ukraine is doing great things, bombing this, bombing that. Thousands of soldiers have died, these Russian soldiers in Ukraine. Why? Because God is fighting for Ukraine. But the main thing I want you to see, my friend, is that God is with us. As long as we obey his word, we shall be blessed. If you're not experiencing the blessings of God, maybe you're missing it somewhere. You're not doing the will of God. You're not walking the paths of righteousness. To experience the blessings of God, you must obey the word of the Lord. He says, now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the word, the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. So we got to diligently seek God. We got to cry to him. We got to observe the workings of God. We have to acknowledge whom God is. Let me tell you what. When you acknowledge whom God is, you're not going to sit under the bridge like some of the homeless people do. They have misused their blessings and privileges. They ignore to maybe work a faithful job. Some of them, they've blown their minds through drugs. I remember the days when I moved from Massachusetts to Dallas. And I was trying to find friends here in Dallas. And I got to these guys who looked friendly. And I came to find out that they were drug addicts. They borrowed my car and you wouldn't see the car for days on end. They got my money and they told me to pay me back. And I lost thousands of dollars. Friends, people take advantage of people. And especially when you do not know. You do not know a place. Be careful who you intermingle with. I learned a big lesson. But all through it all, God protected me. I lost my only car that I have, a brand new car, a Mazda Protege. I bought it brand new here at 635 at Dallas Dodge. And then the people I befriended, this person kind of borrowed my car, never returned the car. Eventually, I lost the car. But what am I telling you, my friend? Whenever you walk with God, people try to blockade your life, try to snuff your life out of you. But listen, when you stand diligently and obey the voice of the Lord, God will see you through. I had a long way to come to work. I was living in Garland. Some distances, I walk a long distance, then catch the bus, then be on the train. And the train stopped at a certain time. And I would walk another distance to catch the next train to get to work. And this was a daily. See, sometimes when things go the opposite direction, you have to stick to your faith and obey God that he's going to see you through. Finally, I got promoted at my job. I became an assistant store manager, and I got another second job. I was working with CVS, and in all this, God was faithful. My friend, what am I saying? When you do the will of God, God will see you through. God will bless you. God is not going to leave you destitute. I've been here in the United States for almost getting to 23, 22 years. But I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. One thing I've seen is that God has been faithful to me day in, day out. I'm married to my wife, Tarina, and I've seen God's grace upon us. We are now thinking of moving, getting into a house. And I can see God directing us and leading us in that direction. And we're going to have a wonderful house. Why? because we obey the voice of the Lord, because we walk in the integrity of God. Like I was, I'm just telling you, the devil wanted to snuff life out of me, you know. But God has seen it fit to protect me all the way up. And so, my friend, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, remember God is faithful. God will see you through. God is a God of miracles. I remember here I was coming on 635 going to Garland. I came from here with some friends. There is a place, you know, where you can go have some fun and all that. And as I was going home, I was clipped on the side and my car torpedoed in the sky and came down on the ground. My friend, it was a wreck. But I was okay. When the police came, one of the officers asked me. He said, are you trying to take your life, commit suicide? I said, no, sir. It was just an accident. Terrible accident. The car was a total write-off. But I was solid. My bone, none of my bones were broken. And I've been, you know, going on and kicking with strength ever since. What am I saying? God is faithful and will see you through. No matter what you're passing through, God will never fail you, my friend. God will see you through. God will grant you a breakthrough in your life that you can never comprehend. Look at Abraham. Abraham never suffered. This scripture proved true to Abraham. It proved true to Jacob. It proved true to Isaac, Jacob. It proved true to the 12 sons of Jacob who became Israel. You understand me? God will never turn away from the word. He will fulfill his promise to us. And so I challenge you today that God is faithful and he will see you through, my friend. Obey the word of the Lord. No matter what you're passing through, things are going to change. For the Bible says, and it will come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, you'll be above only. And the nations of the world shall see that you are the sons and daughters of God. Well, my friend, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, with my wife, Tarina, saying to you, God bless you, and I'll talk to you again, and bye-bye.